Two men died in a plane crash this weekend north of Sitka during a sightseeing trip. The National Transportation Safety Board and Alaska State Troopers are on scene investigating. KCAW's Emily Kwong reports.
According to the Coast Guard, the Piper float plane with two people aboard departed Sitka on Saturday night for a 20-minute flight and never returned. After an extensive search, an Air Station Sitka helicopter crew found the wrecked plane Sunday night. It was found submerged where the Catlin River meets the Catlin Bay. The pilot, 45-year-old Stoney Huffman of Sitka, and passenger, 66-year-old James Ronge of California, were both deceased. Ronge's body was found after an extensive search on Monday. In a published statement, Captain Stephen White with Coast Guard Sector Juneau said, "It's with heavy hearts that we found the men deceased, and our thoughts are with the families and friends of these individuals during this difficult time." With the search over, the Alaska State Troopers and two agents with the National Transportation Safety Board are now conducting an investigation. Here's Clint Johnson, Alaska Region Chief for NTSB.
The intent for the next 24 hours or as soon as possible is to get to the accident site and go ahead and document it to the best of our ability. It is partially submerged in some brackish water or a creek or a stream, is our understanding at this point right now. That's all preliminary information. Then we're going to go into the recovery as far as recovering the wreckage.
The plane was a white and red colored PA-18 Super Cub float plane. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.